There's been a lot in the news recently about high levels of obesity in South Auckland and its corollary, the lack of affordable healthy food options. Unhealthy food environments is the current sort of phrase. And so a new group has sprung up to help out. It's called the Papatoetoe Food Hub, and it's all about making it easier for people to get good kai instead of heading down to the local fast food outlet. George Makapatama is the South Auckland manager for the Healthy Families Organisation, which supports the project, and he joins me now. Hi, George.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for your time today. Why did you decide to start this up and support it?
Well, it's probably a long time coming. For those who are not familiar with the landscape in South Auckland, we've had a big problem in South Auckland for a long, long time, and it's manifesting itself and coming through with obesity is now the byproduct of that. And strangely enough, a lot of focus has been put on obesity, but we've had a problem with our food system for far too long. You know, people living in South Auckland are basically living in food deserts. We're surrounded by wonderful, kind people of the fast food industry bringing their product to South Auckland and selling it cheap, so cheap, and basically flooding South Auckland with it. And the access to healthy food is very, very hard when you're competing, with a very cheap option. So this has basically come about because our food system has been broken for a long time. And this is but a smaller team to try and address some of restore the integrity of some of those, you know, people who are trying to look for those healthy options within South Auckland.
How hard is it actually to find something healthy to eat when you're hungry?
Oh, mate, it's difficult. I can only give you this example that I often give to a lot of people. So from a system viewpoint, if you're basically living in Mangere right now and you don't have much money perhaps and you're your vehicle's not operating that well. But guess what? No worries, because right next to you is a McDonald's. And that's on the side, you know, you're up in the side door. Go to the front door, you're literally meters away from Carl's Jr. You name it, all of those fast food industries surrounds those who live in that space. So in a way, we've done them a real good favor, haven't we? We basically sort of see them, this is your first choice. And by the way, if you wanted something healthy, they're few and far in between. So good luck to you. And again, I said earlier, when you're competing in a landscape where you've got very little money and the fast food is so cheap, you just don't, it's not even a competition, you know. So it's very, very difficult.
So where does Papatoetoe Food Hub come in? What exactly is it, first of all?
Yeah, so it's essentially we've been given an opportunity through working with Panuku and some of our partners with the community to prototype community-led enterprise in the space. And so, look, you'll have to come down and have a look to see and have a curry while you're there.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Oh, you have? Yeah, you come down because, the narrative is much richer when I can walk you through. But what do you
when think? Are you, is it just Monday to Friday? It's a bit tricky for me to get out Monday to Friday. Are you open on Saturday?
Not yet, but okay. We're looking to activate that space for family activities on the weekend. But I'll definitely keep you on.
All right, we'll take our calendars offline, George. Yeah, but yes. Explain it for us if you can. Is it like a cafe or a kitchen or what?
So we have a cafe at the location. We have a the nipple court where we activate and have activities and school holidays. So right next to that, we have the Auckland Teaching Garden. So we have the gardens, but also a teaching space where we're I suppose teaching locals how to grow food, but the art of growing food alongside cooking the food is becoming, you know, a little bit foreign to some of us who are working. So we're also creating an opportunity to grow that food and also teaching you how to cook the food. So that's basically the food hub in a nutshell. But it's trying to create an ecosystem locally where we're able to have local food available and affordable food.
What sort of stuff are you serving?
So we besides the normal cafe food, and we also have curry that's made by one of our local chefs. There's really other things, Mike. I don't have the menu in front of me.
But it's healthier than the takeaway stuff, huh?
Oh, absolutely healthier, but it's also affordable. I mean, one of the things that we're competing with at the moment, as I said earlier, it's one thing to put something healthy in front of you, do you see? But I need to actually price it in a way that you want to buy it, and so that's a testing space at the moment. So we are prototyping in that space at the moment, because one of the things that often these initiatives fall down is that the financial framework that sits around it don't always support social entrepreneurship. So we really wanted to make it work in that instance.
So are people going for it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been prototyping in that space now since last year, and it's like anything new, particularly in this space. It's talking to you right now. We've been talking to media. We've been talking to community. We've been hosting a whole lot of people from around the country who are coming to have a look at the prototype. It's not, these sort of initiatives will always be, they're slow burning. They're not supposed to address the issue around food insecurity and obesity overnight. But all we're doing is introducing an option for the community around Papa Toi Toi. But the bigger testing for us is that if this sort of food hub works in Papa Toi Toi, we envisage that you can, why wouldn't we have one in Mangere? Why wouldn't we have one in Otahu, Papakura and Manurewa, et cetera?
What will success be for you? How many people are you hoping to get through there on a regular basis?
Success for me would mean that if the food hub in Papa Toi Toi was fully operational, locals from local community will be using that space to come and eat together, but also learn to grow food, learn to cook food, and during that process, sharing recipes and from their family and so forth. Ultimately, though, the big impact of this is that, as I said earlier, what would this look like if something like this was happening in Mangere, Papakura, Manurewa. So then we grow the local food production, and so we can increase the accessibility of good food to those who can't afford it.
Nice to talk to you. Well done. Thanks for explaining a bit of it to us today.
Wonderful, and thank you so much for your interest and for putting this very important issue and as part of the conversation.
Hey, where is it exactly? If people wanted to do a drive by,
so we're in 33 Wallace Road in Papa Toi Toi. So it's right next to the Alan Brewster Recreation Centre, right next to the New World Car Park.
George Makapatama, from manager of the Healthy Families Organisation. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.